Vermont's smallest schools say they face a new threat to staying open. They've been worried about mergers and possible closures under Act 46, and now they fear how lawmakers want to change the way small school grants are administered. VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman has more on how schools use the annual grant payments.
I need one more than this?
Yeah, one more dot, and then it's four.
Yes!
Marlboro Elementary School is a small school. There are 76 students here in grades K through 8. That's fewer than 10 per grade on average. And in this kindergarten class, seven kids are here getting ready for snack.
Everybody else, what are we going to do?
Go wash your hands.
Marlboro is one of about 40 schools in the state that hasn't merged and receives an annual small schools grant from the state. The grant goes back to 1999 when Vermont moved to a statewide education tax. And the grants were an acknowledgement that if schools were now going to be paid on a per-student basis, that small schools needed a little extra help, and they were important enough to support. Marlboro gets about $116,000, and school principal Wayne Kremensky says the money makes a big difference when he's putting together his annual budget.
Quite simply, that's one classroom. That's a teacher and a half a paraprofessional that we wouldn't be able to employ. So that's how detrimental this would be. That would really change our school substantially overnight.
Fast forward to when lawmakers were hammering out Vermont's school district consolidation law, and they wanted to convince some of the smaller schools to go along with the plan. So schools that received small school grants and which also merged were able to keep that money. But the legislature said schools like Marlboro, which want to remain independent, would have to meet new criteria to continue receiving the annual payments. Donna Russo-Savage with the Agency of Education says lawmakers want to move away from giving schools extra money just because they're tiny.
I believe that the legislature moved to different criteria for eligibility for small school grants because either money is being given or tax rates are being manipulated in a way that isn't necessarily showing what the real picture is in certain districts.
The legislature says the grants will now be based on either academic excellence or what officials are calling geographic isolation. And so the State Board of Education is now trying to come up with a metric that somehow measures the distance an average student has to travel. Those schools that are isolated will get the grants. At the last State Board of Education meeting, the board struggled with trying to come up with a fair way to measure distance. And at a school like Marlboro, where it's about 15 minutes into Brattleboro in good weather and treacherous when it's icy, people are getting nervous. And that's tough to account for, says the Agency of Education's Donna Russo-Savage.
There are so many variations in Vermont. There are the, you know, quality of the roads, and there's weather in certain geographical areas, you know, whether things are more mountainous or not. So there isn't any one thing that is possible to say this is the right metric.
School board members and parents who are aligned with small schools say there's been too much emphasis placed on all of the things their schools are supposedly lacking.
Second bus, people, you may head out.
Barnard is a small town just north of Woodstock, and the rest of the school districts in the area have merged, leaving Barnard vulnerable and wondering what's next. Barnard Academy parent Linda Treisch makes the case that when you really look at all of the educational challenges Vermont faces, the investments in small schools start to make more sense.
So much of the pressure on education has to do with health care and has to do with special education, and the small school situation is a part of it, a part of the expense, but it just seems like undue attention is being placed on it. And I'm not sure why that is. Maybe it's easier to talk about, or maybe it's easier to try to make some changes than the other, you know, sort of gigantic issues that nobody can figure out yet.
Barnard Academy gets about $87,000 for its small school grant. In Marlboro, school board member Dan MacArthur says what lawmakers decide to do will affect more than just the schools in Vermont's smallest communities. MacArthur says the small school grants are like investments in rural towns that are struggling on so many levels to survive. And he says it makes sense to continue supporting the schools and not cut them out as the new grant requirements are hammered out.
You know, what do we want Vermont to feel like? Do we want communities to remain small and vibrant and close down these little schools? People are no longer going to be moving here. So, you know, we've got to decide which way we want to go.
The State Board of Education is supposed to come up with the new metrics for deciding geographic isolation before July 1st, and the new rules will go into place before the 2019 school year. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.